The Osgood Files, sponsored by Avalara. Tax automation for business. With real-time tax calculations and automatic return filing, Avalara simplifies the business of tax. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The Empire strikes back.
I asked someone involved with the anti-Trump effort to rank the Republican panic on a scale of 1 to 10, and he said 11.
More from CBS News political director John Dickerson after this from Charlie. As the Super Tuesday results were confirming Donald Trump's domination of the Republican Party, big-time Republican funders were scrambling to set up an anti-Trump super PAC to take him down. Democratic strategists were laughing out loud.
It's going to help Mr. Trump.
Even Republican strategists couldn't believe it.
I have never seen this kind of cluelessness.
CBS's John Dickerson says the problem is it's a little late. There's certainly plenty of anti-Trump energy among members of the Republican Brain Trust.
But harnessing that panic requires politicians and party regulars to organize themselves quickly, and there's no leader of this effort, and there's no guarantee. Attacks from the establishment could very well make Trump stronger.
Both parties have superdelegates who can block a candidate that makes the party nervous. But while the Democrats' superdelegates are free to vote as they want, Republican superdelegates have to follow the will of their states. So all that's left, John says, is to create confusion.
By launching a withering set of ads immediately in delegate-rich states like Ohio and Florida, which vote on March 15th, the hope would be to tear Trump down and give some other candidate a chance to win. Then there would be no clear winner, and the delegates could be persuaded to pick someone other than Trump in the possibly more controlled environment of the convention.
You know, current polls peg the anger rate among Republican voters at 60%. If the party sabotaged Trump, what do you suppose the anger rate would be then? The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.